Jordan reached out. He was struggling to find someone to go on a date with. 24, deals with a lot of stuff in his life. We gave him some suggestions. Now the update.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, guess who had a date night this past Tuesday?
I'm guessing it's you.
This guy.
All right.
I'm in a much different place than I was a few weeks ago. Recently went on a date with someone I've been getting to know, and we ended up spending the evening watching a movie, talking, and just enjoying each other's company.
That's great.
We ended up cuddling. And she actually kissed me first.
Okay.
Things did escalate from there, but nothing too serious happened. It was one of the most genuine, peaceful moments I've had in a long time.
That's good.
What surprised me even more wasn't the physical affection. It was the conversation afterward. I asked if we were basically dating now, and instead of rushing into a relationship, she told me she really likes me, but wants to take the time to get to know me better first. Okay. And to my surprise, that actually brought me relief.
Good.
I've also been working on something else. My therapist has challenged me to become the best version of myself who enjoys his own company again instead of depending on another person for my happiness.
Okay.
That's been hard, but I think I'm finally starting to understand what that means.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still hopeful about dating, but for the first time in a long time, I don't feel like I have to force the future.
Okay.
I'm learning it's okay to let people get to know me and for me to get to know them before trying to decide whether they're the one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge mindset shift for me, and honestly, I'm proud of that growth.
Good.
And I want to thank you and your listeners for all the support and the advice. Wish us luck. Who knows? If things work out, I may even invite you guys to the wedding. LOL. In the words of Andrew the Love Doctor, whose opinion I'd really enjoy hearing, keep on loving, guys.
Wow.
Look at that.
Okay, well, did he say how they connected? Like,
no.
Oh, okay. All right.
Don't know how they met up.
How they met up for the first time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or decide to go on a date, but things turn, he's back in the game.
Wow. He's very optimistic.
Yes.
About where this is going.
But also very mature. I mean, that was the fact that he understands I have to make myself happy and I can't depend on someone else to create happiness for me.
That's true.
That's a huge, very mature way to now look at your life and understand don't force the future, because you might be trying to fit someone that isn't the right person into being your right person because you want a right person.
Yeah, you got to know yourself before you introduce yourself to someone else.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right. Just kind of let it happen organically. It sounds like he's now relaxed a little bit more. It was almost like he felt a little panicky that it hadn't started happening for him yet, and he couldn't
find anyone. Well, you can even feel that.
He felt left behind.
In his first part of his message back to us, where he was like, hey, are we dating now?
Yeah.
And she was like, well, just we're still getting to know each
unfold.
Other.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I think he's now is starting to understand that concept. And I think that's going to lay the path for more success for him in the future. And just like organic happiness.
Good.
Which is great. This is all great. Jordan, we know, we see and recognize the growth, and we're so happy for you.
All right, Jordan, thank you for the update. And keep us posted on what continues to happen.
Gosh, I hope Andrew the Love Doctor heard his shout out.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And how he's impacting our listeners.
We follow your journey. Hey, so think about this. When you met your significant other, who was it that made that first move?
It was me.
You.
I made the first move with my husband.
Yeah. Here. Tell us the story again. I've heard it ad nauseum, but I forget.
I've heard it ad nauseum. Doesn't sound like a compliment.
No, it's a compliment. I've heard
remind
it.
Remind me of the story
remind
again.
Remind me of the story again. No. No, but you were there to meet someone else.
Well, I was there working. I was doing an appearance
for
work.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different story of you. I have so many different stories of you.
Gotcha. I'll remind you.
Okay, thanks. All right, that would love to hear your stories too. 502-795-1997. We'll do those coming up. When you met your significant other, who made the first move and what did they say? So, Kelly's story.
So, yeah, I was making an appearance for the show when I was working with my other partner before you, Peter B. We had an appearance at what used to be Lucky Strike
Forest Street Live.
Forest Street Live. There's a billiards place right next door called Felt. And it was the opening weekend. It was a charity kind of a situation. They were having a charity event. So Pete and I were there playing. We were playing pool. And I noticed my now husband kind of right there nearby our table.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like maybe they were waiting for a table to play on. So I'm just like, okay, I must start a conversation.
You're feeling some sort of way?
Yeah, so I just kind of go up and just think, oh, are you guys waiting for this table? What a line!
What a line!
Right?
What a line!
What a line! And so his friend knew who I was and what I was doing. He didn't. I could tell he was kind of like, maybe didn't necessarily want to go out that night, but was like being a wingman for his friend.
Right, got it.
So anyway, I started talking to both of them because I'm not going to be rude and just like zero in.
Oh, the story was your husband didn't think you were hitting on him.
Couldn't figure it out.
That's what it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Neither
one
of them could figure out which one I
was she interested
in. Like, I get she's interested, but which one of us?
Which one of us?
But I was being a little more like, I thought I was sending out flirty vibes more with my husband, but still being sweet and nice to his friend.
Yeah.
Because again, I'm not going to be rude.
But anyway, see, guys take that sometimes, the politeness,
I know.
Interest.
And that was why it was confusing. Yes. But I gave him my number. He had actually invited me to go out with them to like the next place. But I was actually legitimately starting to feel really sick that night. My throat was really hurting. So I'm like, I need to go. And so he called 3 days later.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went out for a date. And then I didn't hear from him for a week. And I'm like, well, I thought we had a great date.
I guess it's done.
I was crying on our first date because he was telling me this whole backstory about how he was adopted.
Yeah.
Yes, and all that, this whole story of finding his parents. At this point, he hadn't found his dad yet. He knew where he lived, but they hadn't met yet. Like, there was this, it was a crazy time for us to get to know each other. And then I thought it was great.
Right.
And then I didn't hear from him for a week. Turns out he lost his phone and all the phone numbers. So he called the phone company, got his bill, and started
calling all the numbers
and figure out which one was mine.
That's funny. Well, it worked out.
It did.
It worked out.
It worked out.
When you met your significant other, who made the first move? Amy, she's on the phone. When you were sharing the same space with your now partner, what'd she say to you?
And she says, hold on, I'm going to take my ring off so I can flirt with you.
I'm going to take my rings off so I can flirt with you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She was with somebody, too.
That is a bold strategy.
Bold move.
That is a bold strategy, yes.
Oh, Jesus. It's so terrible.
Amy, thank you for your love life, and life is an open book, and I appreciate that.
You probably heard it ad nauseum.
That's fun. Some other listeners rolling in on Facebook as well. Terry met on Match.com, winked at him. He replied. We took it from there. Been together ever since. That was back in 2005.
Look at that.
All right.
Laura, 37 years ago, we were both bank tellers. He shook his head since I'd never balanced my drawer most days, but he liked my personality and thought he was pretty. He needed a date for a wedding. So we went to the wedding. Now we're still together, married 35 years.
I mean, my wife and I, we worked at the same place together. It was a sub shop when I was going to college. But like, as far as first, like, move, I want to say it was her. She left a note on my car. So when I left work, it was there. The note was on my car. And then this is, again, a sign of the times. I went home. I was living at my house, at my mom's house at the time. Went home, and I was going to call her, but I couldn't because my sister was using the internet at the same time.
Dang it.
For school. And so that was the time when the internet used the phone line, so you couldn't use both at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, so.
That's annoying.
Lee said, met at a red light. My friend and his friend made plans to meet up and go out. He made the first move, then followed me home to make sure I made it safely. That was a long time ago. Wow, that's very good. Sarah said, I met my ex-husband through my ex-boyfriend's mom at karaoke.
That's a lot of exes.
That's right. I asked about him first. I talked to him first. We were together for 17 years.
Oh, all right. Stephanie, I made the first move and I screamed, I love you, to the world at the top of my lungs where everyone could hear. True story.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. All right. Those are good stories.
That's all awesome.
All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. Oh my gosh. Met on MySpace. That is a blast from the past. Holy cow.
Wow.
Holy cow. That is crazy. All right.
Oh, Jennifer, I asked my husband on a date to Thunder over Louisville. He was new to Louisville and had his first piece of Derby pie at Kingfish. We've been married 29 years.
There you go.
They fell in love over Derby pie.
Derby pie and fireworks.
Yay!
All right, good stuff. Thank you for the stories.